Next year will mark the 15th anniversary of Leonard Bernstein's death. Two major projects help remind us of the extraordinary contributions of this composer and conductor. All 25 hour-long episodes of his Young People's Concerts have been released on DVD. And a new 11-part documentary radio series is running this fall on many public radio and classical music stations. The series explores Bernstein's symphonic and Broadway compositions and his work as conductor of the New York Philharmonic through interviews with over 100 people and readings of his letters. The series was produced by Steve Rowland and is hosted by Susan Sarandon. We're going to hear a short excerpt of the series Leonard Bernstein and American Life. This is from Part 3, New York, New York.
In 1942, Bernstein's friends, Adolph Green, Betty Comden, and Judy Holliday, all part of a musical group called the Reviewers, had gone to Hollywood to try their luck in the movies. Only Judy Holliday had been signed to a movie contract, and now Adolph and Betty had returned to New York. They got there in time to see the premiere of a new ballet with music by Lenny. It was called Fancy Free.
And I think that the ballet Fancy Free was the bridge that allowed my father to go from symphony to Broadway stage.
Bernstein's daughter, Jamie Bernstein Thomas.
He and Jerry Robbins just lit such a spark when they worked together. He's the other person that it was so much fun and so gratifying to work with, even though he was, of course, the world's most difficult human being. I think he was not quite that difficult back then, because that's really where all this energy began. Because remember that Fancy Free was about the three sailors on shore leave in New York City, and that was the germ of the idea for On the Town, which he wrote with Betty and Adolph, Jerry Robbins, directing the very next year. And so the four of them together created such a galvanizing energy that that was really what allowed my father to move from one world to the other with a minimum of effort.
Singer-songwriter Betty Comden.
The idea came from two young producers, Oliver Smith and Paul Feige, that Jerry and Leonard should do a full-length musical. So Leonard said, well, I know just the people to write the book and lyrics, us.
Adolph Green.
To this day, people think that we took music from Fancy Free. We took nothing from it. So then we began writing the book and then working with Leonard on the score.
You think it was your first time in New York?
It's a hell of a town.
On the Town was a new kind of musical. Betty Comden.
We were young. The first time we got together with Lenny and Jerry Robbins, we sat down. I remember it was in my living room on 68th Street. And I had a yellow pad of paper, and we wrote at the top of the page, Credo. And we wrote our rules for the show. And It was a big year for integration. You know, it was right after Oklahoma and the idea of dance and song telling the story and all. So we said, you know, it should be well integrated. Nothing should be just gratuitous, that the songs have to further the story and tell the character, all that stuff. And nothing pretentious. I mean, we didn't want anything that smacked of pretension. And we wanted it to be unified and that all the elements work together. And that's pretty much what our credo was.
I wouldn't miss on any, and we have just one day. Gotta see the whole town from Yonkers on down to the bay. In just one day, New York, New York, a visitor's place where no one lives on account of the pace. But 7 million are screaming for space. New York, New York, it's a visitor's place.
Hey, look who's coming back, Tom and Andy.
Hey, Tom, Andy. Hey, fellas, how was your day in New York?
Wonderful.
Skylar Chapin.
It didn't sound like anybody else's music, yet it didn't sound as if it was wildly going somewhere that nobody had explored before. But there was something extra compelling about it.
Singer-pianist Michael Feinstein.
I think the distinctive thing about all of these great songwriters, from George Gershwin to Jerome Kern to Leonard Bernstein, is that they had a great melodic gift, but they also had great harmonic ability, and the combination of the two is what makes a great popular song. Kern writing, I hear music when I look at you. When you hear, that's wonderful. I mean, he could have written, but he wrote, this descending thing in the left hand that made it wonderful. And it's those kind of harmonic sophistications that people don't know about that move them.
I think there was something almost Stravinsky-ish about it, something that was just edgy enough so that you really were carried away by the emotion of the song, whether it was funny or whether it was poignant and wistful, such as Some Other Time.
As Lenny wrote with Some Other Time, the melody is, now that's a unique melody because of what he does with the blue note. Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. That was revolutionary in his time, because most people would probably do, where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. But Lenny went, haven't done half the things we want to. But when you put those harmonies underneath that, that sort of ostinato, that's pure Bernstein, and it's something that a guy who goes to the theater can remember and can hum, and it has a sense of longing and individuality to it, and it's just beautiful.
Look around, the day has passed. When you're in love, time is precious stuff. Even a lifetime isn't. Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token. Too many words still unsaid.
Again, Betty Comden.
I mean, it was the three sailors on a one-day leave, and there was the underlying poignancy of the war and the fact that these kids could go right back after this and we'd never see them again. That was sort of playing for us all the time because it was wartime. But in addition to that, it was fun. And there was this city background, and it was fun. And yet Leonard's score is very symphonic. And even West Side Story, although it was a great score, but after all, there are tragic things going on, and it's a big, heavy story. And On the Town wasn't, but Leonard's music is strong and real and serious because it's symphonic. So that really was a groundbreaking show, and there never's been a score quite like that.
An excerpt of Leonard Bernstein, An American Life, which is being broadcast this fall on many public radio and classical stations. It was produced by Steve Rowland, written by Larry Abrams, and is distributed by the WFMT Radio Network.